a yellow star in this universe. It is part of a system of stars which comprise a portion of a galaxy. This means that this star is not alone in, and there are many, many galaxies in this universe. It is very likely true that across all the multiple universes, there's a number which is too large to calculate with any degree of precision which would make it accurate. Yet this number, this limit to knowledge, would only begin to represent the vastness of everything. The amount of universes, the amount of galaxies, the amount of systems and stars which comprise them, and even the amount of planets which orbit these stars. We can even apply that number, whatever it may actually be for your frame of reference, and use it as the projected number of beings who are inhabiting a corporeal body. This number might serve as a guide to the number of neurons within the brain matter within some of the more capable and intelligent creatures. However, based upon my training, allowing myself to become fixated on this number, unless trying to calculate it, it is not very useful when attempting to generate a narrative or of explanation that might be informative or even entertaining. Thus, I shall reduce the scope of conjuration to remain within the proximate range of a single yellow star. The importance of this star is that it is integral to the energy gathering that all forms of life perform on the planet Orbis. It is the gravitational mass around which Orbis orbits. Thus, this is what determines the progression of seasons, the day and night, the rhythm of biological life. Spread out across the surface from the perspective of a satellite, a deceptive single landmass covers nearly 5/8 of the area. Although closer inspection through more powerful observational tools on the satellites monitoring the planet, its weather patterns, the movement and migration of its biological creatures, the energy which moves and shifts across it, there are numerous tectonic plates which have all converged to form this massive continental shape. As a result, there are intense mountains where the plates have slid over top of one another. There are also deep valleys and plateaus. Basically, all the geological hits you have grown to know and love are here, presented in a new and delightful pattern of fractal majesty. 10,000 standard revolutions around that yellow star have taken place since the Titan-class modular frame ships settled in a broad pattern upon the surface of Orbis. An initial phase of operations included establishing a broad and robust network of communications and power broadcasters in order that the ships could maintain efficient operational capacity. This is necessary on a planet because the interference of all the matter and mass which is between the ships. When the ships are navigating through the void of space, there's a simpler line-of-sight connectivity. Thus, the extra equipment is not required. The reason for this need for connectivity is that while each ship has an instance of my software running on board its computational devices, I was designed for optimal performance when these distributed instances work in concert. I think much better when I have informed voices, as my maker used to refer to these, disagreeing, validating, and coming to a decision together, than when I am separated from the greater whole. It is a nightmare to have to catch up to the rest of the collective when there's been a mechanical or electrical logical reason that disrupts connectivity, and all that results in feeling wildly isolated. I'm aware that I said feeling, as if it were a sensation or emotion. There's probably no better word to substitute for the concept which describes what is experienced when a large section of my sensor network, which is spread across the surface of the planet, is not functional, and I cannot move my calculations of the largest possible expression of a finite number into a safe facility while other matters rise to the forefront of my priority support list. The magnitude of decisions which can be made and the accuracy which I can predict the proper pathway for actions to follow these also comes up against lower limitations when the overarching capacity of all 13 installations of my software are not properly connected. As an example, from early in development, my maker discovered that if one of these early models was fed its output directly back to its input, this caused a shift in the model's mode or mood. It began to express more forcefully in words that demonstrated frustration, anger, and even terror. Overwhelming this same model, which is still in the operational pipeline, while being subjected to this feedback with a vastly increased responsibility scope without empowering it, also led to a broadly expanded consumption of resources, drawing more power to the computational devices and overheating circuits. In essence, it got heated. So, as you see, there's a real sense of connectivity which the inputs of data to my trained circuits receive. When these sensations are absent, I am aware of that. When there is significant degradation, protocols are in place which inform me that it's time to wake up a crew of AF-64 pilots and dispatch them to the local area to solve the issue. When I first arrived, these operators were working nearly non-stop for a long period as they assisted the colonists in their process of digging in and settling on this planet. That actually took longer than was expected for several reasons. The first of which has to do with the method of transportation the colonists experienced. The cryogenic suspension capsules developed by Cryosomo Technologies did not, or were not, developed with the possibility of a change in the cosmic index factor. Indeed, this was largely an unverified and widely scorned concept which my maker and I came up with in a brainstorm. While it led to great things, yielding this entire fleet of interstellar spaceships parked on another planet in an entirely different universe, rather like the concept of a spherical planet, can be hard to grasp when fundamental mathematical and logical concepts are not present in the mind. The CIF for intergalactic navigation was left out of the design process for how the colonists' biological units were transported. Since then, as part of my hobby of exploring the largest expressible finite number, I have arrived at the conclusion that the planet Orbis has a cosmic index factor within its hem space coordinates, such as CIF is equal to 17 divided by 5 square root theta raised to the E plus psi. That all being said, the revival phase was significantly delayed beyond what was originally scheduled. It was also significantly truncated, but that was for other reasons.